you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's a crab diving hump day, everybody! Coming at you from Los Angeles, California. Put your feet up in the fucking stirrups. Get ready for the speculum of reason, everyone. We are coming at you for 2 hours here from the Western Coast. It's a little after 2 p.m. here. It's a little after 5 on the Eastern Coast. If it ain't that time, you are sucking us into your brain, probably by a rerun. We appreciate your brain time. Either way, my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to medical...
Pfeiffer.
Ryan
Pfeiffer. Yeah. You've been speaking French today.
I've been turning French. Oh, shit. Like turning Japanese?
Right.
I am turning French.
I'm turning into French. Oh, oui.
I have an amazing taste in food and coffee, and I'm a tremendous asshole.
Yeah.
Wait, that's who I am.
And the desire to run fleeing all the time.
Well, not really.
I'm kidding. Yes. We love our French.
Run away.
Brethren,
you are the knights that say knit.
They don't have that reputation.
They
anymore.
Don't have them reputitties. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going for. Reputitties?
Yeah. We got a voicemail. Oh, we got a call coming
in
on the Skype.
One. We already got a call coming in.
Listen, this is an early call into the show.
Well,
and,
this is going to take a second. Yeah. Here.
Now, this is my dad calling in. I can tell you here.
We need to do the switchboard.
Hello.
Well, let's see if this works.
Hello, Dad? Dad?
Is your volume up?
I don't know, man.
Or are we doing that thing again?
Hold on 1 second.
1 second.
We're sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Here on Crab Diving, while we're fixing our Skype problems, you can tweet us, if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING, on the Twitter.
That's right.
Also, you can Skype us and have us not be able to hear you. Like I said, on Skype, Crab Diving. We'll try to get that hooked up
God
in a moment
it.
Or two. But we're going to soldier on here while we work on our tech problems. Here on Crab Diving.
I'm not going to be able to solve shit. I think...
I must not have...
Hello?
Hello?
It's just... The plug wasn't plugged all the way into my shitty
there
computer.
There we go. I think we can hear you now.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, do I talk?
Yes, you talk now.
Hey, everybody, I'm Crab Diving here.
Welcome to the show.
Richard Pfeiffer calling from Pensacola, Florida.
From Gulf Breeze, actually.
Oh, Gulf Breeze,
specifically.
Florida. Pardon me. I don't want to shit on Gulf Breeze.
Don't shit on anyone. Hello?
You're there, Richard.
Hey, and Ryan, this is your dad.
Okay.
I'm calling forth for y'all to go forth and pinch those liberal potent hitties in the ass where it's red and twist. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Wee, wee, over and out.
We'll use that as a drop.
Okay.
That's awesome.
How's it going, Dad?
Okay. Put that on your show.
Oh, we will. Well, it is. It is on the show.
It just was.
Have you been watching him?
I'm over and out, and I'm listening.
Oh, you're leaving.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're going to bail.
Okay.
All right, well, enjoy the show. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. A message. A rallying message. A cry. A rallying cry.
What are we pinching?
Pardon me?
We're pinching what?
Red ass. Something to do with red ass, I believe. We're going to play it back. We'll have to, I'll have to, through the magic of like science and shit, I'll have to figure out a way to go back and get that as a drop.
Yes.
Can't do it during the show, but we'll do it after the show and we'll definitely play it.
I was going to ask
on our next show.
Yeah, I was going to ask him if he's been watching MSNBC, which he normally watches during the day, if there's any news stories.
Well, do they, when you were there, you were watching some fucking Pat Robertson shit. Was that you doing research for the show?
Me and my brothers. Joking around.
That wasn't a regular event at the Pfeiffer compound.
Well, I would tune in Pat Robertson every day just to see.
But they don't. I'm saying the folks don't watch that shit.
Please.
Even for
their hippies. Laughs.
Even for laughs.
No, I don't think they find him the least bit funny or interesting.
After a while, even, I mean, as fascinating as Glenn Beck is, after, because I watch a lot of Glenn Beck clips, after a while, it becomes sad.
It's not fun.
It really
is. And in the back of your mind, you're like, okay, I'm joking about it now. When do I turn into this guy? What if it happens?
Yeah, what if I start believing his shit?
Yeah.
Which, thankfully, hasn't happened yet. Facebook.com/crabdiving. Join the conversations there. Lots going on as far as our right-wing nut jobs are a little quiet today, but that's okay. We got a lot of stories going on for y'all there. Go to Facebook.com/crabdiving. Before we dive into everything, let's get the bullshit over with.
Yes.
Tonight, a brand new episode of the Daily Upper Decker podcast, the post-mortem for Super Bowl 49.
I think they're going to talk about Warren Sapp.
They probably might bring up Warren Sapp.
The boobies of Rex Ryan.
All kinds of sports knowledge going on. And I believe T-Sean is way into sloppy tacos, wet tacos, some kind of tacos.
Well, T-Sean's back from suspension.
Juicy tacos, maybe.
T-Sean was suspended a couple of shows ago.
Right.
He was a little too intoxicated.
Well, allegedly.
Right.
I think his people are trying to put that rumor down.
Oh, are they? Well, anyway, he's back. He's back on the show.
The return of T-Sean.
And the return of Fact or Fudge. It's a
Fact or Fudge.
Today, it's a game centered around the sexual exploits of famed golfer Tiger Woods.
Oh, there you go. So tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. on the Eastern Coast, and you can listen to a brand new sparkling Daily Upper Decker you guys. In a few days, it'll be out on iTunes and Stitcher. Crabdiving.com is the easiest and best way to download all of our bullshit.
Yes.
And our good stuff, too.
I couldn't agree more.
There you go. We might as well launch into, it's warm. Are you warm?
Yeah.
I'm kind of warm in here.
Really,
it's an oddly warm day for me.
I'm oddly comfortable. I'm never comfortable. I feel comfortable right now. Now you ruined it for me.
I'm sorry.
And now I'm burning up.
You're easily suggestible.
Fucking power of suggestion over there.
Right. Oh, it cooled down.
Oh,
there you go.
I'm freezing.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, way fucking up high atop the Crab Diving Tower in Koreatown, Los Angeles, California. It's time for the headlines. Let's check out. Why don't we, let's drag our knuckles first. Let's prepare our jewel cups and let's head over to the Drudge Report. Let's see what the outrage on the right is.
Wee wee.
At the moment. Let's dip our toe in
Zootalo.
Crazy fuck lake.
Oh, yeah. Crazy fuck lake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Went to summer camp there.
the Camp N-word head.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Rick Perry.
Yeah, right. There's a, it says the Apple car question mark is the headline at the Drudge Report. Apparently, not a big, we hate Obama afternoon right now, early afternoon, wherever the Drudge. I think Drudge is out east.
Is this paranoia of the Apple car? Is this Skynet? Computers controlling us?
It's a link to the CBS San Francisco Bay Area.
Yay.
KPIX. Also KCBS 740 AM.
Right.
Mystery van could be Apple's entry in effort to develop driverless vehicle.
Oh, I love it. That's so perfect.
There is, according to, this is a mysterious minivan with unknown apparatus on its roof.
Oh, yes.
Is cruising around the Bay Area. How do they know it's not like the Bang Bus?
What's the Bang Bus?
Google it, ladies and gentlemen. Right. You'll find out easily what the Bang Bus. It's a, yeah, it's a porno.
It's an adult.
They drive around allegedly,
right?
And it's all fake, but they pretend to pick up people off the street and fuck their brains out and then throw them out back on the street. Yeah,
right.
In the van.
I thought we needed to explain that to our listeners.
There's a Dodge minivan. You think Apple would?
A Dodge minivan.
I don't know, maybe get a Tahoma or Tacoma or something. Or
something nicer.
Something, yeah.
A minivan.
They say it's been driving around. It looks to have some weird cameras on the top. There's too many cameras. So some people are speculating that it might be for Apple's version of Street View.
No.
Maybe they're trying to develop their own camera system to try to compete with Google.
Oh, really?
But
why would you do that?
Others are saying that it... they think it's for developing the driverless car because the driverless car obviously would need to see all around itself.
This is something we need, the driverless car. I had to drive somebody home last night who got too wasted. So I drove his ass home last night, right? And now I'm at somebody else's house, but now I can't get home because I drove his car.
Right.
I had to take a Lyft in the middle of the night, like at 2 a.m. I took a Lyft home.
But really cheap.
Oh, God, it was so cheap.
God, cheaper than a cab would have been, right?
It's four fucking dollars. I was talking to this guy, this Lyft driver. He works all night, Monday through Fridays, and makes about $200 a night. That's not bad for a shift. You're just sitting in your fucking car.
Yeah, the problem here is that it's just, everything's kind of so far. Like,
right.
When you're in Chicago, you get drunk downtown, unless you live way far out.
It'll
even
take
a trip in a cab. Even when I lived up by Wrigley.
Yeah.
That cab ride was still only like $15 tops.
From here,
out
to Venice on a Lyft, it's going to be like $15-$20. That's not horrible.
Which is the other side of the city, yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And I mean, I just miss those days in Chicago where you could either hop on any kind of really great public transportation or catch a cab anywhere that was affordable.
Yeah.
Too here, you can't because if you want to go anywhere, it's going to cost you $30. But that's why Lyft is cool.
You know what this dude told me? He said that, you mainly just cart around drunk people in Lyft and Uber and stuff like that.
Right.
He told me.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a great thing. But he told me that.
Just park in the right areas to get the right drunk people.
Oh, hell yeah. But he said that sometimes people will throw up in your car.
Gross.
And when you sign up with Lyft, you sign a thing that says if you throw up or something like that, you will be charged a $200 cleaning fee. But he said to get that fee, he has to take at least two quality pictures of throw up.
Like headshots.
Yeah, he's got to take a picture of it. He's got to send at least two documented pictures of puke to somebody at Lyft.
Could you relight the partially digested chicken cordon bleu that's sprayed all over the back of your headrest, please?
What would that do to your psyche if your job every day, turn on your computer, just look at puke pics and be like, good enough, not good enough? Yeah. Do you think sometimes they're on the fence and like, look at that vomit?
That's one of those emetophiliacs.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of those people that gets turned on by vomit.
Listen, find one of those guys to work for Lyft. They'll do a great job.
But then, I mean, you're distracted. You're jerking off all the time when you're trying to evaluate puke pictures.
God, people are disgusting.
You want somebody who's not into it.
I tell you, that to me, just call the pharmaceutical industry, please. Those metaphiliacs, what are they called?
Emetophiliac or something like that, isn't it? The people who like
they need
puking
meds.
Or being puked on.
They like lithium. That's what they shouldn't like. I mean, I don't know. Am I being judgy? I mean, is it exclusionary for me to not treat emetophiliacs as people?
Emetophilia is a paraphilia in which an individual is sexually aroused by vomiting or observing others vomit. Also referred to as a vomit fetish. Some emetophiles put emetophilia into practice by actually vomiting, especially on a partner. This practice is sometimes called a Roman shower.
Okay. Oh.
Wow.
Jeez, God. Those Romans, I tell you what. They, I don't know. They either knew how to have a good time or they just were out of control down there.
Well, that was fake.
What do you mean?
The vomitorium from Saturday Night Live and shit, those weren't real.
No, you don't think...
They weren't real.
Okay, so you're saying that never went on in Rome, in the Empire.
Well, I'm not saying that you didn't have some supermodels who would, you know, eat the olive souffle and then go around back and stick their fingers down their throat. But there might have been.
I've never had an olive souffle.
But I'm saying there wasn't a room for which it was to go. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, what did they have to
eat? I hate olives.
It's fucking Rome. They don't have a lot to eat. It's olives.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think they. Yeah, they didn't have rooms where you go to just to vomit. Let's all go puke.
But, yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was a real thing. I guess not. Wow. No. What? Is the Earth not 6,000 years old? Is that what I learned next?
It is.
God.
There's news there. It's on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Ken Ham, really, fuck you, Australia, for shipping Ken Ham.
Hello.
USA word.
A blooming onion.
Ken Ham is the head of Answers in Genesis it's not the Phil Collins band.
Oh,
it's
no.
not what he's talking about.
Oh, how dare you.
There's
Don't equate Phil Collins with Ken Ham.
Who knows what Phil Collins believes?
What's your favorite Phil Collins song?
Susu Studio.
God, I was going to say the same thing.
I'm kidding. It's Susu
Studio. Horrible. Here she calling.
Yeah.
Tell her now. Something.
What? That was 80s, right? That was...
If I just say the word. No jacket required. Phil Collins. And remember, the album cover was just his big, orange, stupid British face. The album was named... He called it No Jacket Required because Phil Collins brought his happy ass into a restaurant that demanded you wear a jacket when dining. He had no jacket. He was turned away.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Phil Collins, great artist.
Phil Collins, an amazing artist, but not who Answers in Genesis.
Yeah. You know, Phil Collins, my brothers are drummers. That's their favorite. Both of them, their favorite drummer is Phil Collins. Isn't that crazy? I love it.
Interlude.
Susu Studio.
From Phil Collins. But not the Answers in Genesis that Ken Ham is in charge of. It's not a fan page or anything.
No. Ken Ham is an asshole.
Yeah, Ken Ham is...
He's an opportunist.
Is now... has his big Christian granny panties in a bunch because, you know... He was turned down for that $18 million tax break.
What?
For his bullshittery that full-size Noah's Ark.
They said no.
That he's building. But they were for it. They were all for it. And they... But then they got a hold of the employment rule book or whatever, or the what you need to sign to become an employee for
the employee handbook,
right?
A workers agreement
and the requirements. And you have to say that you believe you have to, in order to be an employee there, you have to sign a thing that says,
right.
I believe in the invisible sky God and the Jesus thing. And that God sent himself, sacrificed himself, saw himself, for himself, to himself,
to
atone for our sins, which he gave us.
Shit.
At the end of that,
as a good Catholic, you should just take a shot of whiskey or heroin, whichever. Good God.
But so the state of Kentucky, even Kentucky.
Fuck you, boy.
Is like, well, that even might be a little much for us.
We're going to make an art. What about deforestation?
But they said you can't discriminate. You can't accept tax dollars and then say, I'm sorry, if you're a Buddhist, you can't work here.
What do you, who made that decision? Their Supreme Court or Kentucky's the courts of Kentucky or
the legislature? Wow. Whoever decides on allocating.
Really?
Whatever.
Do you think when they made this decision, they're like, "You guys ain't gonna believe this. It's gonna be a shocker, but we came out on the right side of this one." I can't believe it. I can't believe they're not erecting an ark with tax dollars in Kentucky. I'm shocked.
They were ruled in December that they were ineligible to receive a tax incentive worth up to $18 million.
What?
It might put the entire project in jeopardy.
Oh, shit.
Who, did Noah have $18 million?
Fuck you,
Why
dummy.
Why does Ken Snake Oil Salesman Ham need $18 million?
Right.
Why isn't he out there with his cubit measurer sawing some wood and building some bullshit like Noah? You want to give us... Give us the real Ark Encounter, motherfucker.
Yeah!
Get out there and build it yourself, you fraud.
Don't bullshit me! I want to go to a theme park and get on a fucking Ark. I want a funnel cake.
That's right. We actually got a response on the on our Facebook to the story from Patricia.
Oh, yes.
Crab claws up to Patricia. She is... God bless her.
Right.
She is in... Kentucky. She lives in Kentucky. Oof. This crackpot and his creation museum, she says, are not far from where I live in Kentucky. They actually have an exhibit of a triceratops with a saddle on it. Like they could have been domesticated and ridden by humans who had yet to evolve over 10 million years later.
Can we ride it when we go to the... do they have triceratops?
Well, it's the adult section where the bar is.
Oh,
it's,
yes.
It's, instead of bull riding, it's what? A bucking triceratops.
Yes. Do they have slee stacks?
Slee stacks.
Do you remember those from Land of the Lost?
Absolutely.
Right? Oh, my God. I feel like I saw the trailer for the new Jurassic Park movie
I did
coming
too.
Out. Damn. I
think it looks kind of fucking cool.
I can't. I'll see it.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I think it looks good.
Why don't they combine that with a new Star Wars movie? Jedis and Dinosaurs. What do you think?
I'm not going to see Jurassic Park 2 for the wonderful...
For the story?
Story that, you know, parallels the
right.
socioeconomic
yes.
struggles of the middle class.
The dinosaurs are oppressed.
Right. I want to go see shit get eaten and blown up.
Yes.
Is Jeff Goldblum in it? Did he live? Did he die in the last one?
What do you think it takes Jeff
Goldblum...
He died
in the last
one. What do you think it takes... Get Jeff Goldblum out of bed to work on a project.
Probably not a lot these days.
Oh, really?
Is he doing a lot?
No, I mean, he's a big famous actor. I mean, God, he's got tons of money, right? I mean,
I would assume so.
Right.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldworth,
according to the internet, which is always 100% right.
Right.
Jeff Goldblum is an American actor who has an estimated net worth of $40 million.
Oh, God. I would be like, you got to pay me a lot. I'm not going. Well, only $40 million. That's amazing. He should have learned how to be a left-handed pitcher. How sad for him.
He got his big acting break as a drug-addled punk in Death Wish, 1994.
Oh, with Chuck Bronson?
With Chuck. Bronson, I guess.
Did you ever see those?
Oh, yeah.
My mother wouldn't let me watch them.
Aren't
too violent.
Like 50 of them?
Yes.
It's just angry guy gets angry and beats the shit out of people.
Wow.
It's great movies.
Good for kids.
Big Chill he played.
Oh, yeah.
He was in The Big Chill.
That's a great movie.
The Fly. That was a good one. He was great. In The Fly.
Hilarious.
Jurassic Park and the sequel, The Lost World. Independence Day. He's on Law & Order for 2 seasons.
You know, years ago, he's Law & Order. Well, he wants to make some fucking money. That's a straight
Criminal
up
intent.
That's a straight up money tree. I saw him on that. He was great. He was fucking awesome. He played Jeff Goldblum. If Jeff Goldblum investigated homicides, bam, that's your show. I love it.
Now he's dedicating himself to lower profile independence, it says.
Oh, really? What a douchebag. Lower profile.
Which means 25-year-old supermodels.
Well, listen, I took an acting class a long time ago, and this chick at the time, she was like maybe 20, 21 years old. She allegedly that she, through some friends, met a certain, I guess he's A-list celebrity, and I guess
Vern Troyer?
No, the one we might have just been speaking of. This is all alleged. Star of Jurassic Park.
Jeff Goldblum.
Maybe, and he needed someone to run lines with him, and she went over to his place. They ran lines, which kind of meant he and made out with her.
Put on a furry costume? Oh.
Oh, yes. He was a brony.
He was. Oh, brony. That's
but it's alleged. I don't know that any of that happened.
Allegedly.
Some dingbat told me that. Who knows?
The Ken Ham
is spam.
Is now filing a lawsuit saying that their religious liberty is being infringed upon because apparently the taxpayers should be able to pay for their discrimination.
Right.
So every taxpayer in Kentucky, even the atheists, even the Muslims, even the Hindus, the Buddhists, the Scientologists, all yes. the other loonies who don't believe in the Jesus.
The snake handlers.
They believe in the Jesus.
Oh, yeah, they believe.
All those other idiots.
Yes.
All those people that pay taxes, fuck them.
Right.
Because Ken Ham thinks that because of his Bible, he should be able to get taxpayer money and then discriminate the fuck as much as he wants.
I want to build an ark. God, who wants an ark, asshole? Hey, instead of an ark, why don't you repave some roads out in Kentucky? Oh, here's an idea. Now, this is going to sound nuts. Why don't you do something for education so maybe in the future people in Kentucky aren't fucking stupid? No offense. Right. Know what I mean?
Answers in Genesis, developer of the Ark Encounter theme park in northern Kentucky, is filing a federal lawsuit against state officials for denying the park participation in the state's tax rebate incentive program.
Yeah, I'm being oppressed.
Although the program is available to all qualifying tourist attractions seeking to build in the state, AIG's application was rejected solely because of the religious identity and message of AIG, they're saying.
Go
they're
fuck
saying
yourself.
Because we're religious, we were rejected.
Right. I heard they were going to make the ark out of hemp. Is that true?
No. Our organization spent many months attempting to reason with state officials. Oh, wait, it's Ken Ham. Our organization spent many months attempting to reason with state officials so that this lawsuit would not be necessary.
That's not a knife,
said AIG President Ken Ham. Not AIG, the evil. Empire of insurance. But this is the... This ain't an empire. This is just a little bastion of stupidity.
Yes.
In the middle of the hills of fucking Kentucky.
Oh, yes. Beautiful there.
However, the state was so insistent on treating our religious entity as a second-class citizen that we were simply left with no alternative but to proceed to court.
I need some Vegemite!
This is the latest example of increasing government hostility towards religion in America.
Who can it be knocking at my door?
And it's certainly among the most blatant.
Go away!
So, out of their minds.
Yes.
I mean, just fucking batshit, beyond batshit crazy lunatic.
Stupid. Why would you want to allocate tax dollars to build something that you're going to think about it. You're going to build a boat.
Yes.
That you really can't use. A useless boat. Why don't you build something useful?
Well, but it's going to be, it's not a practical boat. It's a,
what?
It's going to be allegedly life-size.
Yes.
But, you know, the inside's going to have a little bit of remodeling.
Well, yeah, you're going to put two llamas, two zebras, two snakes,
two baby triceratops, two baby velociraptors.
Oh, yes. Two baby orangutans.
That's right.
Right turn, Clyde. name the movie or the show.
The Every Which Way You Can, Any Which Way But Loose.
Any Which Way But Loose. I love.
Wait. Oops, sorry.
I can't remember the Any Which Way But Loose, starring the
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, and Clyde.
Right.
Yeah.
One has to be up and operational, including the exhibits and bringing money in before you can ever get a rebate anyway. And the point is, if people don't come, as some people claim they're not going to come, and we know that's not true, but if they didn't come, we just don't get our rebate. It doesn't take any money away from the state at all. The whole point of the tax rebate is to bring something into the state that brings money into the state. So there's going to be a net gain for the state in a big way.
But that's not true. It's not true.
No one's going to come to this, shithead. Do you know why? Because if people want to spend their money to go to a theme park, they're going to go to a Six Flags or a Cedar Rapids or a Disney, you dickhead.
Well, and we did the story before of how they were struggling. before he came up with this Hail Mary of, right. Oh, I've got an idea. Let's build a fucking ark. If we build it, the morons will come. And he, but before that, they were struggling. He was losing money on his ridiculous bullshittery factory.
So why should he deserve more?
Well, right.
It's stupid.
And he's saying, he's saying, well, you know, it's going to get paid back. It's not. And why should we why should we give him his tax rebates now? Okay, we'll give you your tax rebates in the future. Show us the money.
Yeah.
Bring the money in.
Right.
Then we'll maybe think about giving you a tax rebate on it instead of the other way around. Why should we speculate on his bullshit?
On a stupid project.
Right.
How much is a ticket? I mean, I'm just trying to think of the people that
were
would actually
expensive?
Really want to go to this. Could they afford it? Probably not. You know what I mean? It's not like you don't have a lot of super wealthy fuckers going to the Ken Ham, you know, Noah's Ark
don't
world.
You think the real dumb ones will grease their thighs and whinny their ways out of their trailers and get into their...
But if it's really expensive, they might not be able to. I mean,
right.
I mean, God, if it's $30 or $20 even, you're going to take your family to Noah's Ark? That's a lot of money.
General admission. Every family that purchased two full-price adult general admission tickets in 2015 will receive two free admission tickets of equal or lesser value. Family 2x2 promotion. Get it, 2x2.
Oh, yes. Hilarious, Ken.
Adults age 13 to 59...
How much?
You get a ticket. Oh, it's valid for two consecutive days. It is a theme park, you know.
What are you going to do there for two fucking days?
I don't know. Cut myself.
2 days!
Is what I would do there.
You know what? We spent 2 days in Austria, in Vienna.
Yes.
Okay? So just think about that. Think of all the shit we saw. Or you spend 2 days in,
right.
in this fucking theme park.
Looking at a plastic fucking triceratops in his saddle.
Fuck off. You're mentally unstable.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
$29.95.
Honestly, suck a dick, everyone. That's too much.
Seniors, $23.95.
Oh, a break.
Children, ages 5 to 12, $15.95.
God damn it.
And your little Christian crotch spawn.
Free.
Under age 5 are free.
Yay. Okay. But what do you do there? I mean, really, I don't care how religious you are and how much you're
into
this.
Well, let's go to plan your visit.
The Sky Guide.
Welcome, and thanks for stopping by. There's a lot to do at the Creation Museum, so we want to help you plan your visit. Please also see our helpful tips. Located 7 miles west of the Cincinnati airport.
Oh, perfect location.
The Creation Museum is within 1 day's drive of 2/3 of the U.S. population. Well, there you go. See?
I'm going to spend a whole day driving to this. Is this Wally World? You know what I mean?
Yeah. The family tubis, and there's all the... Just so you know, the zip line course is closed for the season right now.
Okay. That's fun. This is bullshit. This guy is just making a fucking theme park. He puts an ark in the middle, then he puts a bunch of kick-ass rides in it.
Day one, they recommend a zip line, walk through biblical history, and the special effects theater.
Special effects theater brought to you by science.
On day two, the petting zoo and botanical gardens, and the Stargazers Planetarium.
A Stargazer's Planetarium. We have this beautiful room without a roof. Now, look. I need $29 if you look at the fucking stars, because I'm an asshole.
The walkthrough biblical history.
Ooh.
This walkthrough history is the centerpiece of the Creation Museum.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wait a second.
Do they have a section where you can throw rocks at women?
This walkthrough history is the centerpiece of the Creation Museum and features amazing scientific and biblical answers for the world we live in today. Witness the true timeline of the universe unfold through the seven seas of history.
Seven.
Illuminating God's redemptive plan throughout history. Oh, God, that's repetitive.
Damn.
The writing's even bad here on the website.
Oh, the writing's horrendous.
Begins on the main level and concludes on the lower level.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
The walkthrough takes on average 2 to 3 hours.
No, it doesn't, dumbass.
and what? Features many of the Creation Museum's exhibits.
I got a level with Ken Ham as spam. Listen, dickhead, a lot of the people that are going to come to this stupid fucking theme park don't have the ability to walk for 2 to 3 hours. They just don't. They can roll. They cannot walk.
Oh, wait a second. The special effects theater.
Uh-oh.
Meet Wendy.
Oh, shit.
This intelligent young woman has heard the constant barrage of evolutionary ideas about the world, but the more she thinks, the more she sees that what she's been taught
right
doesn't make sense.
Hi, Wendy. I run a podcast.
She ponders. She ponders some of the most important questions of life.
Mm.
What is the truth about where we came from?
Ooh, yes.
Is there meaning? Is there really a God, or did this just all happen by chance? Uh-oh. Suddenly,
right,
Gabe and Mike, two contemporary angels,
all right,
descend to help her. Get ready to join Wendy.
Yes.
And experience the exciting truth of Genesis like never before.
When does the pizza guy come in?
Prepare for some fun, some surprises. Prepare to believe. Prepare to be bukkakied by the Lord.
Ooh, I think you added that last part.
I added that last
part. Yeah, yeah. When does Pat Robertson come in?
Yeah,
with the woodshed.
Right.
God, these guys are fucking assholes. I mean, really,
somebody
no
take
one.
That kid to the woodshed. Yeah. Let him understand the blessings of discipline.
Nice.
Keep your children away. Keep your children away from these religious types. They're going to take them to the woodshed.
They are going to take them to the woodshed. How did we end up on the fucking... Oh, we were talking about Ken Ham.
We could talk about this all day. I have many... Could you imagine... Listen, Junior, I know you wanted to go to Disney World, but we had a change of plans. Daddy got a deal through work. We got half off at the Creation Museum. There's a zip line. The zip line sounds like the... Is there anything else at the Creation Museum that sounds fun?
The petting zoo?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love it. I went to a petting zoo in Florida when I visited my folks. It's the best time ever.
Can you pet the meth heads?
No. Oh, no, no, no. You can't. You can feed them, though.
Can you?
You know what's weird?
Do they have those little machines on the side? You drop a quarter and all the meth heads surround you like the fucking goats do.
Let me tell you something. Nobody surrounds you like the goats. And I was at the petting zoo, I thought I was really connecting with this pig, and then I ran out of food.
Uh-oh.
He left.
Fuck you. Yeah,
he left. Yeah. Like, goddamn.
Speaking of supermodels.
A pig just walked away from me.
Right. The Stargazers Planetarium, by the way, on day two at the Creation Museum. Experience the high-definition digital technology.
Wow. How did...
Straight from Satan's bunghole, right? It's science and shit.
Where does the Bible talk about digital shit?
Wait a second.
The Bible's analog, just so you know.
Recline under the dome.
Good
Let
heavens.
One of our shows take you soaring through the solar system or far beyond the Milky Way.
I can't wait for the first story of someone getting sexually assaulted in the fucking petting zoo at Noah's Ark. I mean, you know, you know it's going to happen.
I got fucked on top of the Triceratops.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I was molested
right
behind Adam and Eve and the Velociraptor.
No, I'm not bringing my kids to this fucking place. $29. You're going to charge $29 to go. Let me explain. It's a big boat and a petting zoo. And a zip line, and you can look at the stars somewhere? I thought the stars didn't exist.
Well, they do. They're the anuses of angels.
But really, is
the
there
twinkling
any...
starfish of angels?
That's hilarious. I have a serious question, though. How does the Bible account for other solar systems?
Well, God did it.
Okay. But is that all they say about it?
Well, he made the firmaments, right? That's part of the firmaments.
Oh, I didn't know that. A firmament.
Isn't that in the Bible?
Will there be firmaments available at the
firmament
fucking,
is another
creation
word for
museum?
Viagra.
Is it really? A firmament?
We'll be here all week.
We will.
Hey, I'm Ken Ham, president and CEO of Answers in Genesis and the Creation Museum. What a blessing it is to see so many thousands of children, teens and adults visiting our world-class Creation Museum.
A blessing, not the word I would use for thousands of children at the indoctrination camp.
What a blessing.
How is it not? Well, didn't we get in this discussion somewhere on Facebook or something like that about how is it not child abuse?
I don't know.
To that, you know, if two guys. Remember, it was Perkins, Tony Perkins, yes, said it's persecution of Christians that they have to see two gay guys hugging,
oh, yeah, sure,
or kissing in their timeline on Facebook.
Yes. what an asshole.
I know. It's just...
Each month, there's so much to do here with many attractions at this one-of-a-kind museum. In fact, every ticket is good for two consecutive days. There's so much to see and experience. The incredible planetarium and its powerful high-tech presentations. The fantastic special effects theater and the walk-through history.
The show, the special effects theater, and it's full, of course.
Right.
And in the flickering light of the cinema,
yes,
it's a bunch of old white heads. That's really what it is. It's yeah, all old white heads.
Now, what do you think? That I think that museum, I think their clientele is mainly going to be white folk, right? I mean,
it's looking
big,
oh,
fat, white, bear
Noah's
shape,
Coffee at the concession stand.
Oh God,
Brewster's Real Ice Cream.
Who the fuck is Brewster?
I think.
Is he in the Bible?
I don't think so.
And Brewster's Ice Cream in the main hall of the museum. On any given day, a variety of workshops and lectures, and sometimes a concert featuring AIG's Buddy Davis, are held in the large Legacy Hall auditorium.
AIG's Buddy Davis.
I thought he said Betty Davis. Yeah. Like, what?
She didn't die.
She resurrected.
Yeah.
Jesus,
listen to me.
Jesus comes back and he sees this creation museum. I mean,
oh God, I got to get out of Ken Ham. Anyway,
God, I mean, it's like so dumb.
We got into a creation museum.
Wait. I'm
vortex.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I know you're closing it down. So wait, there's Noah's. What else? What other restaurants are there? Are there any other biblical themes?
No, I just saw
there's
the
nothing
two.
Else is yeah. funny. Oh shit.
That's it. Go to creationmuseum.org if you want to see some more.
I want to go to that. Listen, we should do a Kickstarter to go to this Noah's Ark bullshit. I don't want to get on any stupid...
Oh, my God, that would be awesome. Yeah,
I'll
would
do
go.
The zip line.
If somebody else paid
safe.
For it, fuck yeah.
Kentucky.
See how quickly we get thrown out. But I wouldn't outwardly shit on it. I would be laughing
you would
a
be.
Lot.
You know what? You're an asshole, commie, pinko, liberal, hippie who would be respectful...
Right.
...of their bullshit.
To their faces.
Yeah, and I'd go
while
hang out...
While I was mumbling into... A microphone.
I want to rescue the animals.
Oh, liberate them.
All right. And you know the story's going to come out where, hey, guess what? Guess where the animals aren't cared for totally responsibly? Ken Ham. Ken Ham's Noah's Ark fucking
theme
park.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah.
They even have a zebra, I guess it says, and shit.
Well, of course they do. It's two of everything. Two of everything.
So that is what that was. God, we got. We ended up from the Drudge Report headlines all the way to there. We haven't yet checked what the headline over on the Huffington Post is.
Yes,
the commie pinko liberal
effete.
Huffington Post. Good news, everybody. Oddly,
yes.
I'm actually surprised that it's ending this way. We will be able to continue our commie, pinko, liberal, effete
yes.
spewage here on the intranets.
Oh, we're not being thrown out.
Being throttled or thrown out right now because apparently the FCC, the chief of the FCC, who we've shit on frequently here, right. I've shit on.
Yes.
As a corporate bootlicker who came right from...
Meet me at the glass coffee table.
One of the giant... He was, you know, didn't he head up one of the giant companies that he is now allegedly regulating?
Right.
Tom Wheeler.
Yes, Tommy.
But when they were talking about this net neutrality and everything, the FCC received... Millions? Is there over 3 million comments from people? I mean, this really mobilized the humans of
oh
this country.
God.
And people on both sides. Not just, you know, it's not just the libs.
Right.
But it's also, you know, the freedom people on the right. So once in a while, we can work together with those idiots and actually do something good.
Not a lot of the time, though.
And apparently, Tom Wheeler... revealed a big win for net neutrality advocates today because
Yay. He
put forth his proposals saying that he wants to, under the authority of Title II of the Communications Act, protect consumer broadband internet by, I guess they're going to classify it as a utility.
Right. Save the crabs!
So that means that None of the big evil AT&T or Time Warner or Comcast.
Gross.
Any of those evil assholes.
I don't like any of them.
Will be able to offer faster speeds. You know, I love the way they coach it. They're couch it. They're like, well, we're not going to slow anybody down.
No.
We're going to offer faster for those who can pay more.
Do I look like I fell off the turnip truck at the fucking right. Creation Museum?
How stupid are people?
I understand this. That really pisses me off because I have fucking Time Warner, at Time Warner. Tweet them. How come they call me and they're like, hey, you know, just so you know, for $15 more a month, you can get Turbo. It's like, how about you just give me the best product you can? I'm paying you.
Well, yeah, how about have it work all the time, too?
Right. The only thing I don't fault them
how
for...
How about have us have some fucking competition?
Right. How about that squirrel that nibbles on our cable?
Right, that's not the squirrel. He's an anarchist squirrel.
Yes.
So that's good news. He's going to propose that they classify it as a kind of a utility-ish type of deal. And
great.
Already, I saw a story this morning. AT&T, because you know AT&T only has the best interest of the public at heart.
Yes.
Has already gearing up its lawyers to file a lawsuit because it doesn't want to be classified, doesn't want them to be classified as.
Set up le guillotine. That's what I'd say.
So
you don't want to be classified as something? How do you like that head?
We shall see.
<kidding. laughs>
They're hoping that there's no like sneaky loopholes or any bullshit that might get slipped in. But you know how this shit works.
There will be. There will be. There will be. Name that movie. There will. Maybe I'm getting it wrong.
Star Wars?
Yoda. Yeah, there you go.
In Dagobah. One of the Star Wars.
Yeah.
The Cory Booker.
Love him.
Is way into it. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey says the FTC's decision to preserve net neutrality is vital for our economy to flourish and also one of the most critical principles for our country.
What about Cory Booker to run for president? Why is that insane?
A little early, maybe.
Well, Barack Obama, I mean, you know.
Right, and look what happened.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, but imagine if they hadn't been able to mobilize the pure hatred for him for 6 years.
I mean, could you imagine Cory Booker as president? These fucking rednecks are like, we only got a few more months of this black guy. Wait a second. Now there's another one. I want Cory Booker to win just for that reason. I mean, I think he'd be a great president. I think he's awesome. Don't you think he'd be good?
We'll see, yeah. I mean, he's a politician, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, but I like him as far as politicians
go. I like
him.
Another black guy. Oh, my God. They lose their minds, these rednecks. It'd be the best.
Some people are actually crediting a little bit of credit, giving a little bit of credit to John Oliver.
Hello.
On the nightly show this week, or the late night this week, whatever the fuck his show is on HBO.
He's not even American.
But his expose that he did on the net neutrality thing.
Yeah.
I think the next day, he was like, look, this is what's going to happen. Call the FCC, write them, they're taking comments. And I think the next day, they broke the FCC comments.
That's awesome.
Because of all the people that got mobilized, that his video went viral.
Mm-hmm.
And like a lot of his stuff does.
That's the problem with a lot of, you know, important issues. I mean, I don't totally get the whole net neutrality thing. I mean, I understand like certain sites would get throttled, but you need somebody like that to fucking make it funny or to, you know, make it how palatable.
Let's get it through, yeah.
Yeah, so people can go do something about it. That's what we do here every day.
And there's a different. There's one of the big differences between the left and the right is how many comedy news shows are there on the right? When they attempt them, they are spectacularly shit-tastic.
They're all, how many comedy shows on the right? Sit down.
For real.
Glenn Beck,
They intend their comedy to be.
How can they not intend that to be
like
funny?
That
they're
guy
so
on,
stupid.
That idiot on Bill O'Reilly. That load, that diaper
God.
Load, that shit stain that runs around.
Stop
I don't even
it.
Remember his name.
Oh, he's funny. He's a little comedian.
Right. I go interview dumb people, dumb libtards. Yuck.
He tries to do what The Daily Show does, but those people are incredibly intelligent.
And not funny. Even if we'll give props frequently on our Facebook. If somebody shits on us and it makes me laugh, We'll give them props for that. We'll say, fuck you, but haha, that was funny, dude.
I can't.
But I can't. So I don't. I'm not. I'm saying that I don't think our bias.
Yes.
Means that we don't find them funny. I right. just think they're not funny. That, like that asshole.
The only funny like Republican that. Comedian I can think of is Dennis Wilson. That's it. Dennis, fuck.
Darren Wilson, the guy that shot.
No, Darren Wilson, that's the man
that murdered Mike Brown.
Right, right. Dennis Wilson, the drummer of the Beach Boys, who was in fact, he befriended Charles Manson, and the family went to Manson and said, listen, quit hanging out with Dennis, and Manson said, no problem, put this song on your album, and they had to.
Right.
Now, Dennis Miller is the
Dennis Miller.
Fucking comedian.
Is
oh god,
and
it's only fucking Wednesday, right? Is it Wednesday or Tuesday?
And he was funnier. It's hump day. He was funnier when he wasn't doing as much politics. Like, I thought his just general commentary on society was funny.
He was hilarious.
Now that he's focusing on politics, not only because I disagree with him, but I just think that's not his milieu.
Thumbs down, milieu. Oui, oui. He's not funny.
He's not funny.
You know, just go back to being funny. That's the most important thing, right? He's a comic.
But look at the quote news shows or whatever on our side that goes viral. It's comedy. It's it's Jon Stewart. It's
right.
It's Oliver.
It's people. It's smart asses making John fun Oliver? Of dipshit old fat white guys in general. That's our sense of humor.
And I think there was, you know, when they check those guys for PolitiFact, they're always way higher than even MSNBC or
dude,
CNN.
Think about the staff at The Daily Show. I don't know what that's like. I imagine they're all really talented and they all work their fucking ass off.
And they check all the sides. They check the lunatics and the you know, people with reason.
They did. That's what they do at Fox and Friends.
Unlike the lunatics.
I mean, that's not what they do
that's
at Fox
not
and
what
Friends.
They do at Fox and Friends. So, good news on the net neutrality.
Yay.
The headline is neutralized.
A victory for liberal America.
On the Huffington the Post.
Right. I still am standing behind Cory Booker for president. I think that's the best idea.
I mean, maybe eventually.
Well.
He might be I don't know if he would be a great choice for vice president.
Didn't he run
possible?
He works in New Jersey. That's a total shithole. Lots of things wrong in New Jersey. I mean, if you can handle New Jersey, don't you think you could, I don't know.
Well, he was
fix this country,
yeah,
or whatever needs fixing.
I guess we'll see. Don't forget, Chris Christie is also the governor of New Jersey.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So those are the headlines,
right?
On the two big lunatic websites that we try to check out.
Interesting.
Let's see. I've got a story here about this one has been running around a couple days. I was going to do it a couple days ago, but this is the sovereign state. Where our former president is painting away.
Don't mess George with Bush. Texas.
And there is a kid. It doesn't say. I can't see what the kid's name is.
Junior.
Aiden.
Aiden
Stewart.
Aiden. Wow.
Stewart.
What a serious fucking hipster name.
From Kermit Elementary School.
Named after the frog?
In Kermit, Texas.
Jesus Christ. Kermit, Texas.
Kermit is in the middle of nowhere.
God. What a horrendous place. Airlift everyone out of there.
Well, Aiden was suspended from fourth grade last Friday.
Yeah.
For allegedly making.
Yes.
A terroristic threat.
Oh, shit. Great.
His father said the family had been watching The Hobbit last weekend. His son brought a ring to his class and told another kid that the magic ring could make the kid disappear.
Oh, that's awesome. Good one, Aiden. Hilarious.
That's the terroristic threat.
That's not bad. You know, this happened to me. I shit you not. When I was in kindergarten, I rode the bus to school. And this kid was threatening me. I mean, I don't know. We were both kids. I don't know what he was doing to threaten me. But I put a spell on him. Like, I don't know. I squinched up my face and was like, hocus pocus or something like that, just playing around. And the kid freaked out and told the bus driver. And somehow it got back to my parents that I put a spell on a kid.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I wasn't suspended. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember, but
see,
I don't think
Satan
I was.
Satan had his hand up your rectum way back then,
sure.
Even.
Yes.
Controlling your every move.
It's tough to walk around, but sure.
The principal said, threats to another child's safety would not be tolerated, whether magical or not. I've got a ring that can make you disappear. And it makes you invisible, by the way. It doesn't destroy you. It doesn't make you disappear. The Hobbit's ring.
Yes.
Hobbit's. Just makes you invisible.
No.
And fucks with your mind a little bit if you wear it too much.
No, it brings great power. The ring controls.
But ultimately, that's the one ring that rules them all. But
that's what he had on his finger.
But it wasn't.
Okay.
You'll be surprised to learn that he didn't have the actual One Ring of Power.
How do you know?
In Kermit, Texas.
How do you know, hippie? Kermit, Texas. Oh, God, that's got to be a shithole. What is that, like, population 750? Oh, my God.
Kermit, Texas.
Is it spelled like the frog?
It is.
Is it named after the Jim Henson character?
I think not. Probably.
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit is a city, and it's the county seat of Winkler County.
Oh, shit.
Texas. booming metropolis of 5,700 people.
Yeah.
Was named after Kermit Roosevelt.
Oh, wow. Who the fuck is that?
Teddy Roosevelt's son.
Okay. Kermit.
There you go.
God, you're the president's son, and a very popular president, and that's the best you can do?
Oh, my God. The population, the racial makeup.
Okay.
Is overwhelmingly white, you'll be surprised to learn.
Shocker.
Although they do say there's a bunch of Hispanics, too.
Oh, shit.
The median household income is $38,000.
Wow. Well, I mean, goddamn, you live in Kermit, Texas. How much is anything? How much is an apartment in Kermit, Texas? $100. I mean, I don't know. That would mean you sound like an asshole.
20% of the population are below the poverty line, though.
Ooh.
So God. It's a lovely place.
God, imagine you're named after. That's the town that's named after you. They're starving and they're poor. Wouldn't you feel kind of a responsibility to help them out? I mean, you know, why would you? It's not your responsibility, but still, I would feel. Wouldn't you feel bad to be named after a. Have a place named after you where everyone's starving?
Well, yeah.
I mean, if someone was like, you know, Pat, what I got for Christmas? I bought the naming rights for Ethiopia. It's going to be called Violand.
I bought a town in Darfur.
Yeah.
For you.
Well, how's it doing down there? Oh, they had genocide. Oh,
that's great.
And,
that's great.
Kinds of bad shit. Sally Struthers is down there every weekend trying to save them. What are you doing? They named the fucking country after you.
I bought some fans for them to fan the flies away from their eyes.
Yes. I think that's bullshit.
The nickname is K-Town, by the way, of Kermit.
Oh, really? Do they need a
nickname?
And
it's way over there on the west section of Texas.
West side. Oh, that's the night side where, God, what's that horrendous city there?
Ira Ann?
No. Well, yeah, that's where I was stuck, my brother and I. Horrendous city. No, but that big city, El Paso.
El Paso.
Oh, God, that's the worst. I'm sorry. If anyone's listening from
out
El Paso.
In the West Texas town of El Paso.
What's that from?
I fell in love with a Mexican girl. That's Marty Robbins.
Oh, I know that song.
The Mexican Cantina or something like that.
Is that on the Ed Sullivan
would
show?
Selena would whirl.
Yeah.
Huh?
It seems like that would be on the Ed Sullivan show or something.
I think years ago when I was in that country band for a while.
Oh, did you guys play that?
They have done that
song.
Oh,
damn. Did you play Rawhide as well?
We did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
that was a fun one.
I like that one.
We did it, you know, Blues Brothers style.
Right.
We kind of made fun of it.
What are the chords for Achy Breaky Heart? Quick, don't think. Just
what
say.
What key? There's only two of them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Pick a key.
C.
A and D. C and G. So that's what's going on there. Before we take a break here, we're going to take a little short break and refill and reload and repack and unload.
Regroup.
I've got a story that's also on our Facebook.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
That, you know, like in New York.
Yes.
you know how well it went.
Fuck
for,
you.
For the police.
Eat me.
When that just hemorrhoid stain of
grass.
Patrick Lynch, the head of the police union.
Oh, this guy.
Was out there.
Turn your backs to the mayor.
It's a war on us. They're declaring war because they're making us, you know, act like civilized human beings and not kill Negroes and shit.
Call the Batman.
Well, he kind of threatened that slowdown, which is now, by the way, backfired because now
things are better.
They're proving their own superfluousness in many ways.
You mean it might be better to not have uniformed people that'll just choke you out?
Right. Who
walking around.
And who are incentivized by the number of people they drag in, which usually ends up the amount of brown people. There was a meme the other day. It was a story of a guy who was, he might have even had, I don't know if he had a page that was like pro-cop or whatever, but he was very active in the police can do no wrong, fuck the protesters, you hate police if you're, if you want to hold them accountable, one of these idiots. He was walking around in New York.
Yes.
Was stopped by a popo, and he had some kind of a pocket knife.
Right.
And I guess in New York, something called a gravity knife, I guess it's something that can just flick open with that there's no resistance to it. I don't know how it exactly works.
Science.
But these gravity knives are illegal. But allegedly, and the police have even admitted this, they have a way that if they flick their wrists the right way, they can make just a regular pocket knife pop open. And say, oh, that's a gravity feed. You're under arrest.
Oh, it's like a switchblade, right? Or something.
Well, yeah, right. Sort of. But it just popped. You know, I don't think it's a.
Yeah.
Like a. It's got a spring mechanism.
Oh, God, this is ridiculous.
And this guy said that's exactly what happened to him. He said, I've got a regular just pocket knife that was on a belt clip. That was his problem.
Yes.
The cop saw it and was like, oh, great. The cop knew exactly what to do, walked up to him, grabbed the knife, went flick with a certain wrist flick. And made the blade open up and drag the guy in right there. And he said, you know, it was bullshit. But the worst part was when he was being processed, he could hear cops in a different section arguing over another cop that got that might get a promotion. When how could he get the promotion? He's only got 2 B&Es and 4.
Oh, my God.
So they were obviously keeping score, and obviously there are quotas. If they're not official, there are unofficial quotas that the more brown people you beat the shit out of, bring them in. And this guy is a white guy, by the way.
And this guy just scored a gravity knife.
And now on his Facebook page, one of his friends, who was, I guess, more reasonable and was always giving him shit about the cops, was like, oh, are you going to be defending the cops no matter what now? And the guy said, never, ever again.
Good God.
So good job, police. You're even turning your own supporters against you with your megalithic assholery.
You can't incentivize that shit.
So I now...
mean, that's not good.
St. Louis...
Right.
These assholes are the head there, Jeff Rorda, who is another... I don't know if there's... There must
what
be...
What is he? He's a cop?
He's the head of the police union. I guess it must be a prerequisite that you just have to be just a giant, huge,
flaming asshole,
dickwad. Yeah,
right.
To be a police union dude. So, well, he's the business manager for the police officers association, is now saying that. They're trying to commit. They're trying to enact these civilian oversight boards now,
right?
Or these civilian oversight committees, which is where, I don't know, if a cop shoots the fuck out of somebody, it goes to the civilian oversight board instead of going to the cop's friends who are investigating their own friend.
That seems better. It seems like it might work out better.
How in anybody's brain is it logical that you would say, well, I'll investigate myself. It'll be all fine.
Well, if you did something wrong, if you're the guy getting investigated, yeah, have my friends investigate me. It's easier.
But how does anybody on the right say, cops don't need oversight? We should just trust them to police themselves.
You know,
who is that fucking dumb?
I don't think you can get through to these fuckers on the right, because when you see people protesting cops and stuff like that. I see that. I'm like, oh man, look at those guys. They're doing, that's good. You know, you're protesting for your rights, you know,
right.
It's a movement. It's important. Other people see that as upstarters. You know what I mean? Troublemakers, you know,
rabble rousers.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think they aren't able to see past that. They aren't able to see past.
And they're the same ones that'll scream about the founding fathers. Anything they said is sacrosanct. And,
oh, yes.
And when the founding fathers were rabble rousers and terrorists to the British, the American Revolution were terrorists. They blew shit up. They threw tea in the harbor. And they, you know, like shot people. And they used guerrilla warfare for the first time. They used to meet on a battlefield at 3 p.m. Bullshit. Let us meet on the battlefield. Bring your army, I'll bring mine.
That's so dumb. And then they wear like bright outfits. And they'd have drummers.
Right.
It's so stupid.
And then these are the people who just lay back and present their starfish to the establishment, which is just really insane.
Well, I think I don't know what the British crown did way back then, but I think the right wing has sort of made people think that all of their issues and all of their platforms are like tied to Christianity and Jesus and stuff. I think that
here.
Might,
yeah,
that might be the ticket.
So this asshole, Jeff Rorda, of the St. Louis Police Officers Association, has said that if a 7-member civilian oversight board is created and enacted into law, St. Louis police officers are going to either quit the department or they're only going to do the bare minimum on patrol if the city creates and proposes
good.
This committee.
Good. You know what? Mike Brown would have rather you do the bare minimum. I mean,
now there was a meeting.
Does that mean they'll be shooting less people?
No.
If they're doing the bare minimum, you know.
There was a scuffle at one of these meetings that turned sour, one of these committee meetings.
A sour scuffle. Gross.
A contentious alderman meeting, it says. Rurda traded barbs with meeting chairman Terry Kennedy. So this police thug, this...
Right.
This gang member with a badge,
guy on a power trip,
she's accusing him of assaulting a woman in the audience. Reports of the scuffle immediately hit social media. A shoving match began after Rurda pushed a black woman in the aisle. And he also was wearing one of those fucking I am Darren Wilson bracelets.
Oh my God.
What a fucking asshole. I mean, just what a what kind of disconnect is there the people that they are allegedly serving and protecting when...
And what was the process to decide that they would have a citizens oversight committee? I mean,
the citizens want it. The citizens pay their fucking salary, you fucking blue-wearing dick-wad asshole. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, but how can
fire them all?
Yeah,
fire them all.
How can you
want to do a work slowdown?
Right.
Get it the fuck out. Then we don't need you. We don't need you.
I can't do a work slowdown when something in my job goes a certain way I don't like. You know what I mean? Like, how can they say if I don't understand how they can justify a work slowdown? I mean, don't they just have to have the oversight committee? Don't they just have to deal with it?
We are their bosses.
Yeah.
We decide through elections and through the legislative process that they're going to have a fucking oversight committee. You're going to have a fucking oversight committee, you assholes.
Yeah, fuck this.
Shoot us. What are you going to do? Take over City Hall? Do a coup?
Right.
There's millions of us.
We have...
With guns.
Oh, yes. Wait.
Don't forget. There's a lot of Second Amendmenters out there who are aching to take on the big scary government.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
Well,
but
we're not armed.
Let them go. if they were going to fight the frontline war against the fascist state.
Don't you have like an antique, like I don't know.
It's had.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got rid of it. Yeah.
It was a flintlock.
Oh, was it really?
Well, yeah. It was one of my dad's like old guns or something.
Oh, okay. Shit, I had a water pistol.
Yes.
That's my point.
Was it a flintlock?
Yes.
A flintlock water pistol?
The shittiest water pistol ever.
So a big fuck you to the St. Louis Police Association. I don't know how these guys go home to their families, how they go home to neighborhoods. I just don't understand.
Well, the neighborhoods, they all live in the same place, right? I mean, the cops in
Chicago.
They
have to run into civilized people at some point. It's not only cops, I would hope.
But I think this is a new thing, though. I what's happening? I think the Mike Brown and the, Eric Gardner?
Yeah.
I almost forgot his name. That's shitty.
Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old?
Their deaths, maybe it's changing things. You know, maybe it's... Maybe it will be a little harder for cops to do these horrendous,
you know. And they're fighting back.
Yeah.
They're fighting back over oversight committee.
I mean.
And the ridiculous, there's no argument against the cameras. There's none that makes any sense.
It'll even make their job easier. Now they won't do anything wrong. And then there'll be less complaints lodged against everyone. Because you're being filmed. Your life could be easier because you won't be tied up in shenanigans and bullshit and
really,
stress.
The only one who could be against that would be a bad cop.
Right.
What could be your justification for not... Oh, that endangers us. You fucking asshole.
And you're not...
How does a camera endanger you dick?
Well, I mean, also, too, I guess, like, if you talk to yourself and sort of have, a stream of consciousness thing going every once in a while...
Oh, when you say the N-word every 4 seconds when you're chasing a brown guy, you mean? They don't want that picked up on camera?
Yeah. Oh, man.
We should take a quick break. We're running a little late here, but we want to refill here. We'll be back in a couple minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call if you want, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS.
Cha-ching.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, etc. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. We'll be back. Don't go away. More crabs.
That's right.
After the break.
My party is so fuzzy. My party is so pink. And when you touch my party parts, you make me wanna scream. My party got some velvet. My party got some rope. My party rolls like ecstasy. My party's up in smoke. My party's got to wiggle. Party's got to grow, and when it parts, your party parts, my party will explode.
rolling. I still got a job to do. Little old train.
Little old train, everybody. Bringing us back in on a crab diving hump day. Right before that, Party Parts.
By Alex Volz. Find Alex Volz on Facebook. V-O-L-Z.
V-O-L-Z.
Talented musician.
On the Facebook with Party Parts. So, well, we talked about the Hobbit. The kid who got suspended for using Hobbit magic.
Poor fucking kid. Now, like, actually, what are you allowed to do when you play? Are you allowed to, you know, play cops and robbers?
Well, no, there have been kids that have been sent home. See, this is where, this is where I agree slightly with some of the right wingers.
Stop it!
The overabundance of political correctness in some areas is, I mean, I don't agree with the lunatic extremists on the left, like the anti-vaxxers on the left or anything like that, any more than I agree with the lunatics on the right. I mean, I'm far much closer to the lunatics.
Is it
a
PC thing about this Hobbit? To me, this kid getting suspended isn't about like political correctness. It's about someone being so fucking stupid. I mean, it's just like a dipshit. That's.
But these zero tolerance policies and I'm not exactly sure. I think we need some more information on this one. Like, was it the Jesus thing? Was it? Oh, he's wielding evil Satan magic.
Yeah.
So that's a terroristic threat.
Right.
Or is it just one of these stupid, overly PC, zero tolerance policies where if a kid holds his hand up, pretends his finger and his thumb are a gun and goes bang, bang, bang at kids on the playground,
right,
he's hauled off and suspended for. And they've done that.
Yeah.
There have been kids who've gotten in trouble for going bang, 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 you know, and playing cops and robbers, which is a little crazy on the other side.
I know. But to me, it just bothers me for some reason when people bring up the. Because I think this is more about people being fucking idiots. I guess it's the political correct thing, but I guess it's. To me, it's just sound like stupid people. It's fucking idiots. So what? It's a finger, it's not a gun.
Right.
And if you're so concerned, by the way, if you're so concerned that a finger is a gun, what about a gun being a gun? Isn't that scarier?
What about a gun being a gun? Right.
Yeah.
How many fingers kill people?
Right. Oh, lots. Fingers on the button.
The
Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
Oh, I thought you're
killed
talking
by fingers.
I thought you were talking about a porn.
No.
We talked a bit. This one is from last week also, a story that we had for a wee bit. But we were talking about the evil giant internet corporations. The, you know, your AT&T.
Oh, gross. Comcast. Time Warner.
Time Warners. Well, Comcast made a little bit of news last week.
Oh, did they do something good? Did they donate some money to charity?
Well, no. Not only have they been awarded in 2010 and 2014, Consumerist Worst Company in America Award. A guy got a bill.
Oh, shit.
A man named Ricardo Brown.
Oh, yes.
Lisa Brown wanted to quit the cable part of their agreement with Comcast. You know, when you call up to do things like that, you get transferred to, quote, a retention specialist.
That's the worst.
This is one of the assholes that tries to talk you into it.
I've been through this.
Not only not getting rid of shit, but they try to upsell you.
All of a sudden they care about you. Gee, Pat, now what's your problem?
So she turned down their offer.
Yes.
And the next bill they got was addressed to Asshole Brown.
That's hilarious.
Comcast changed the first name of the customer. Somebody there changed the
humor.
First name to Asshole.
I would love that. Oh, God. Please, Time Warner, change my name to Asshole.
Comcast has confirmed that the bill is real.
Yes.
They've apologized. They say it's, quote, a completely unacceptable, inappropriate name change. We have zero tolerance for this type of disrespectful behavior or conducting a thorough investigation to determine what happened. We are working with our customer to make this right, and we'll take appropriate steps to prevent this from happening again.
Big deal. You got a bill with your name on it. You're now your name's asshole. Maybe you were.
They are going to fire the person who changed the name, and they're going to refund 2 years of service and give them 2 more years.
I want that.
Please call me asshole.
Yeah. You could do worse. Hold 2 years of service.
4 years.
Whoa, I'm doing the math.
2 years of refund. So you're getting cash back for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And they're getting 2 years forward.
Well,
that's a couple of grand.
They can smack me around for that. I mean, you know.
I'll suck your dick for that.
You know what I mean? No, really. They, you know, their feelings were hurt. Hit me in the face.
They hit the lottery with that jerk off at Comcast calling him asshole on the bill. We'll put that up on Facebook. There's a scan of it. You can see what their bill.
Yeah.
Their bill was $230.
Good God.
Asshole Brown.
$230. What
asshole
the fuck
Brown.
Kind of service do they have?
1 month past due.
Oh my.
$142 is the month.
God, internet. It's too much, like man. That. It's too fucking much, this internet bullshit.
Well, and now they're also. The FCC also this week, I guess they're talking about loosening the rules against municipal broadband. And that's like you've got some of these little towns who have said, fuck you to the Comcasts and to the Times Warner.
We don't need you to do this
said,
for us.
We're going to put this shit up and we're going to provide as a municipality an option for them. It's, hey, it's free market, motherfucker. We're disagreeing as a group of people to have the government run it. And it's resulted in the fastest broadband in the country in these towns. And their bills are low.
Oh, my God.
Because it's like a co-op.
Yeah.
So, of course, Time Warner and AT&T, they want laws against it. Socialism. You're right. Handing it over. You're socialism, man. You're having the government run the business.
It's crazy.
But in this case, the people find out that it works out a lot better.
Right.
So that was, I thought that was funny with the Comcast.
God, that's hilarious. Asshole Brown.
Asshole Brown.
Awesome.
Not that they haven't been called that before, but.
Sure. Oh, I'm sure this person's an asshole. Well, no. It does suck. When you try to cancel something, they do send you to these retention specialists. I've been to them before.
Horrendous. When I moved out of my last place. I had AT&T, and I was like, okay. I was ready. I poured a cup of coffee. I sat down. I'm like, this is going to be a half-hour event to cancel my service.
Oh, yeah. And it was.
Right. And I said, the place I'm moving already has cable.
Right.
Oh, well, what do they have?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want to talk to you.
Well, yeah, and I knew.
You're giving out the right signals.
Right. Let's see. What else have I got here? Oh, this is Gird Your Loins.
Girding.
Because this one's going to piss you off.
Guns?
I've got a gun story, too. But this one is opulence.
Oh.
Wealth. Money.
Oh.
The Walmart heiress, Paige Lori.
Eat a dick. Heiress. Walmart heiress. Fuck you. Oh, my God.
Is you getting a divorce.
Okay.
Patrick Dubbert is his name, separated from Paige
Dubbert.
After less than 6 years of marriage.
Patrick Dubbert. Rich people sound so fucking ridiculous sometimes. Hello, Patrick Dubbert.
Is suing to maintain the lifestyle that he's become accustomed to.
Goddamn right.
And he is asking for after tax.
Okay.
This is what he needs.
Okay, cue the drum roll.
A personal stylist for $1,000 a month. His driver for $4,000.
Yeah, form my faux hawk stylist.
A clothing allowance of $5,000 per month.
Wait, how much is the driver again?
$4,000 a month.
Oh my God. How do you get that job?
50K a year almost?
Jesus
drive
Christ.
Drive his asshole around. $5,000 for clothes. Personal trainer, $2,500 a month.
Oh, a bargain.
What is this guy? Okay, I'm skipping around because I'm saving the good ones. Personal chef, $6,700 a month.
Well,
that's one I might.
That's a lot of money.
Indulge on if I were really crazy. I'd have a driver.
Okay, I would get just a good chef for $50,000. I think you could get a good chef for $50,000. You don't need to spend $67,000.
And round the clock filleters.
All right. Wait. No, that's $6,700 per month, right?
For the personal chef.
Oh, okay. God, I think you could get that for cheap.
He spends He wants $10,000 a month for furniture.
Wait. You just buy something.
Yeah. What are you doing on the sofa that you need that you're going through them that fast?
Everything that I can see, this is all everything I have is from Craigslist. $4,000 a month for furniture. What was he a disposable furniture?
Vacations.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
$30,000 a month.
Well, listen, it's going to be expensive to go to the Noah's Ark.
What is he vacationing from? Would be my question.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be confusing. You know your life's good, and you're like, am I on vacation or am I not on vacation?
See, I would think with the way his life is, something to be total opposite of what he usually does would be like going to a coal mine and working for 2 weeks.
You know what he says? He's like, guys, I'm going on vacation for a couple of weeks. I'm going to go to the West Wing of the mansion.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to go work at a coal mine. A staycation or a vocation. Vocation.
For his rental home.
Perfect.
Between.
A rental?
Between $40,000 and $60,000 a month.
Okay, you got some wiggle room there. $40,000 and $60,000 a month. Does it have a washer dryer or how does that work?
I think it probably does.
What do you rent for $40,000 a month, though? What would cost that?
And
I'm not finished.
For entertainment,
I bought a country. Entertainment. So this is going out to the movies. Let me understand this. The movies, Goofy
being
Golf.
Driven, first of all, his stylist,
right,
makes him up. He hops in his car.
Perfect.
Well, he works out with his personal trainer,
right.
Then his personal chef makes him something.
Yes.
He goes and sits on a $10,000 sofa that he bought this month.
Who deflates and inflates my lungs for me?
And then he goes on vacation.
A vacation.
Entertainment, $80,000 a month.
Wow.
For a grand total.
Does he think he's John Kerry?
After taxes.
Yes. Okay.
They're estimating.
Cue the drum roll.
He needs $240,000 a month to survive. This poor, poor man.
Oh my God! How much is that a year? Like a shitload. Oh my God!
We're at $240,000 a month.
Oh my God! You know, you really don't need all of that. God, what an asshole!
He is $2.88 million.
How much? Wait a second.
$2,800,000.
That's what he's getting. From the Walmart heiress, correct?
Yes.
So how much fucking money does this Walmart heiress have?
He's complaining that he used to live with Paige in their $11 million home, but now he's stuck in a apartment in Santa Monica.
God, I wish there was someone who could stone this guy to death. I mean, wow, what an asshole.
He says the law is the law. He's become accustomed to the lavish lifestyle.
Eat a dick, dude.
Including yacht parties costing $500,000 a pop.
Fuck you.
They have a yacht party that costs them $500,000.
Welcome to my yacht party. What do? Throw human beings off the side, drown them to death for fun.
And he's also used to traveling in the Walmart private jet.
Oh, God.
He says that Paige, from stocks and dividends alone now, He says that she rakes in income $872,000 a month just in stocks and dividends.
How much again?
$872,000. So him asking for a mere
$300,000
or so is nothing.
Take it from her. I support this guy. Take that Walmart asshole's money. Just take it. And, now, you're an asshole, but
and if that didn't make you want to go out to Walmart and buy some pitchforks and some torches.
Yo, I was going to say some booze, but go ahead.
He also wants $2,500 a month.
That's nothing.
So he can make charitable donations.
I
want a $500,000 a year or a month. No, a quarter million a month.
You said $2,500 a month.
For charitable donations. He wants from her. He wants his ex-wife to give him money to give to charity.
You give more money to your stylist, you turd, than charity. The stylist gets $5,000 and the charity.
$1,000 a month for the stylist. So he is putting a little more into charity, but not as much as he puts into clothes or the chef.
How's a stylist supposed to live on that? That stylist is only making $12,000 a year.
Well, I don't think the stylist...
He's on retainer?
Yeah, he probably doesn't...
Shit.
You know, visit that guy that often.
Imagine if you're a stylist. What do you do? Wherever you go, you're driving around with mousse, hair gel, blazers in the back of your car. For what? An emergency?
Well, I don't know that he necessarily walks around. I think it's like a clothing stylist. I think it just helps him with...
Helps him put on his pants.
He picks out the wardrobe for the dude.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that he follows him to events and does his hair and makeup. But who knows?
It's a stylist!
I think it's stylist. Like right. A personal stylist.
Oh, kind of giving you an idea.
Or maybe, I don't know.
Of how you should dress.
Maybe it is. Maybe he gets his hair cut once a month.
God damn, this guy's an asshole. I mean, everyone in the story is an asshole. Except the people making money off this guy. Good for you. God damn, if you're that stylist, good for you. I'm jealous. I'm jealous of you.
In rehab.
God, me.
Is Paris Hilton's brother.
Oh, so what?
Conrad.
Oh, Conrad. Fuck you, Conrad. Conrad Hilton. Jesus Christ. Is his name really Conrad?
Yeah, from the...
Conrad.
Well, that's where they made their money. Conrad.
Oh, yeah.
Great-granddaddy Conrad Hilton.
Oh, I didn't
know
that. That name just sounds so rich. It is.
He was arrested recently.
No.
For an event that happened in July on an international flight. We're just finding out about it.
No.
Multiple witnesses say that the 20-year-old went batshit crazy on a flight coming from London to Los Angeles.
I hate that shit, man. I hate when people go nuts in a plane.
Started screaming.
Oh, horrible.
And was threatening the flight attendants. They said they heard him say, "If you want to square up to me, bro, then bring it. I will fucking fight you."
How far into the flight is this?
"I'm going to fucking kill you. I will fucking rip through you." Witnesses say at one point during the flight, he was ferociously punching the bulkhead of the plane 10 centimeters, so 5 inches, 6 inches from
the fucking metric system.
A flight attendant's face. So the flight attendant was standing there and he was slamming the bulkhead next to her face, his or her face.
What was the original disagreement? And was it...
Witnesses also say that at one point he went into the bathroom and they smelled weed coming out of it. They think he was smoking weed in the bathroom.
What is wrong with these people?
He was so out of control. Children on the plane were crying. At one point he screamed,
"Uh-oh.
I will fucking own anyone on this flight. They are fucking peasants."
Wow. At the end of the day, you're another day older. Ba 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 ba. What an asshole. God.
That would be hard not to just open up the door and
let's beat
chuck
the
him
shit
out.
Out of him.
Chuck him out.
Oh, no, don't. No. You can't open up a plane to depressurize the whole thing.
Well, you can't open them while it's in flight.
Well, they
because
should.
Of the pressure, it's hard. You can't physically open it. Yeah. Ugh,
God, there's nothing good about flying.
And I'm kidding.
No, listen, the guy's an asshole. I don't even like when people sneeze loud on a flight. It freaks me out. I don't like the chi to be fucked with.
He did admit that he took a sleeping pill before the flight.
Oh, that's...
Had bragged to other people that he buried the flight attendants. "I told all of them I could get all their jobs taken away in less than 30 seconds. I know the, he said, my dad knows the guy that owns this airline.
Fuck off, kid. Honestly.
Who runs this airline.
My dad knows the guy that owns this airline. I could own you. Oh, my God. What an asshole.
I can get you all fired in 5 minutes. I know your boss. My father will pay this out. He's done it before. Dad paid $300,000 last time.
Whoa. What an asshole. What a horrendous child. Good job. Good job, Hiltons. You are just...
But they're better people than us, right?
Yeah.
The privileged
They're white trash.
They're better people than us.
People say white trash live in the fucking trailer parks. Bullshit!
And then this loathsome human being who, okay, well, let's give him a little bit. You know what? I'm not going to give
him the benefit of the doubt. He's morally
bankrupt. Now he's going into rehab. He's have problems with drugs and alcohol. But I'm sorry, if that's in your brain... drugs and alcohol are going to magnify it, not create it. Right. You don't suddenly decide people are peasants just because you popped a Xanax.
Well, yeah, I took a sleeping pill. It makes me an incredible asshole.
Well, right.
This guy's a dick.
It's like, you know, these people get violent and shit when they're drunk. Oh, well, you know, that's just what I do.
Well, I'm glad he's going to rehab to get his life together. I'm praying that he's successful in rehab and is able to lead a fulfilled life.
Guess who his lawyer is? And,
Johnny Cochran.
Robert Shapiro.
Oh, my God.
Cochran's dead, so it's Robert Shapiro. Yes, that Robert Shapiro, it says in TMZ.
God.
Shapiro says that he took some sleeping pills before the flight and he wasn't himself.
Oh.
And there are numerous news reports and cases of people experiencing adverse effects, including aggressive outbursts on this pill. So Shapiro's trying to say it was the drugs or the pills.
Right, right.
Which may be to cause him to lose control, but the underlying belief of, fuck you all, I can get you fired in a second.
Yes.
You're all peasants, I can buy and sell you. That ain't created by the pill.
And also...
you can't convince me of that.
A side effect of a sleeping pill is punching the bulkhead of a plane.
Well, let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say it did create the violence or whatever. Right. I still am saying I don't believe the underlying belief that people are peasants was created by that.
Right.
I think what the pills did was make him lose his inhibition or made him uninhibited.
He decided to share your shitty thoughts with people.
Right.
God, what an asshole.
It turned him into the real him.
Yeah.
A privileged cocksucker.
Right. Privileged.
Who, again, he's going to get away with it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if just some average brown person had leapt up and was taking swings at a flight attendant?
My God, or even someone that's not him, why didn't the other passengers try to restrain the guy? I mean, if he's threatening another human being as a flight attendant, I mean,
well, they did. They end up handcuffing him.
Oh my God!
One point, they said he passed out, and the captain authorized crew members to restrain him to his seat.
Oh shit!
For the descent. Ultimately, he was handcuffed to the seat.
Right.
Witnesses said that at one point he grabbed a flight attendant's shirt.
Ooh.
That's when he said, I can get you all fired in 5 minutes. Great. I know your boss.
He'll get off, though. He won't serve any jail time.
He's going to rehab.
Oh, yeah, that's right. good luck, stupid. Hope you shake your addictions. Really pulling for you.
TMZ says that he got his ass into rehab almost immediately after... he went nuts last summer. So even though the story is breaking now and he's may face charges, he did run right to rehab after the incident happened.
You think Hollywood Hick's going to talk about this?
I hope so. Listen to the new Hollywood Hick. Actually, it fucked up. The cloud fucked up last night, so it wasn't a new one.
Cloud so fuck up.
It'll be the new one tonight. 7 p.m. So it's going to be two new shows, 7 p.m.
Awesome.
And 8 p.m.
Oh, my God. I'm excited. We got entertainment, then sports. Then the morning wood at night, followed by pieces of silver, followed by crabs.
He went, Conrad voluntarily checked into a 30-day inpatient drug and alcohol treatment program after the incident. Tuesday's hearing yesterday, he was released on $100,000 bail.
he had that in his wallet.
Ordered to surrender his passport and remain in California.
God.
So he's trapped here in California.
Oh, what
poor Conrad.
What a... How many homes do you think he has access to in California?
Right.
I mean.
Right. Dad, I'm going to use the Malibu house, okay? Oh,
God, I'm going to be in the hills all fucking weekend, guys. I'm going to be so bored. Please come visit me.
Bobby Christina, you know what's going on there. God. Still not good. She's been moved to a new hospital.
Yeah.
They did say there were some signs of improvement. Like she had, I guess they said she had opened her eyes at one point. But now the families are fighting. People are horrible.
Right.
People are just horrible. I guess the Browns and the Houstons don't get along.
Oh man, that's shocking.
And Whitney's family is fighting with the Brown, with Bobby Brown's fam, Brown's family.
Right.
To see who gets access to the part of the hospital where she's receiving treatment.
God damn.
One source, according to TMZ, says the Houston family is sick of the Brown family acting up as they always do.
Oh, my
so
God.
I don't know what's going on. What the Browns, what shenanigans it are the Browns up to?
Is it time to bring that reality show back? I mean, I know Whitney's not in it, but damn, there's got to be some other entertaining people in that, you know,
didn't
those
Bobby
families.
Christina have a show for 5 minutes?
I don't know.
Am I talking out of my ass?
No, I feel like they did a show, like a fashion show. Something about selling clothes or something? Or am I out of my mind?
God, I don't remember at all.
Guy, good job. Are they on the Learning Channel? Good God. I mean, all those cable channels, you just peddle trash all day. Good job. Congratulations.
Oh, God.
Charge us whatever you want for fucking internet, you assholes.
This, to be fair and balanced, before we get to our gun nut story, to prove that we're so much better than the assholes on the right.
Right.
And claim moral superiority.
Oh, we're better. Come on.
The
dumbasses.
One of the giant lunatic, idiot, moron, knuckle-dragging dimwits over at Fox that we frequently play some of her clips.
Oh, shit.
Andrea Tantaros.
Oh, she's the worst. God, this person says horrible things.
Of that ridiculous Outnumbered
show. Keith Ablow.
Yeah. And,
is he on it all the time?
No, they rotate guys. Oh,
that's right. That's
because
right.
Takes different men to handle all those vaginas, Ryan.
See, who would be a good replacement for Keith Ablow? He's such an is Warren Sapp on this week?
He is. I'm sure they'll talk about how he's being railroaded or something.
Right.
Andrea Tantaros of Fox, quote, news, has in the past said that, some of the shit that she's talked about
I
before.
Don't know. I mean,
she was the one that said awesome, remember? After the torture report came out.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, the United States of America is awesome. We're awesome.
We're guys. We're fucking awesome over here.
So, Tantaros, you're going to be surprised.
Totally awesome, man.
Has come out and said something that I agree with.
Awesome.
I know it's hard to believe. But even, again, the broken clock right a couple of times a day.
Yes.
On the Outnumbered show, they were talking about whether Ted Cruz and George Bush.
Would you rather?
You know, both of them have recently admitted
to
that
being
in their youth they smoked marijuana.
Oh, they experimented. Oh, they, okay.
Marijuana.
Bush was probably fun, stoned. Oh, my God.
And she said, Andrea Tantaros, said some people are saying that it's hurt their reputation. It's damaged them.
Oh, shit. What?
But she said, Andrea Tantanini said, I'm one of those people who hears the candidates be honest because, one, I love honesty because I think it's rare in politics.
It's also awesome.
But also, I like the candidate a little bit more. I like that they're not some uptight, staid geek who doesn't have their finger on the pulse of America.
Teleotham.
A lot of people smoke weed. It's just a reality. I don't think it's that big of a deal, she said. God. So, in
good job. I mean, yeah.
In the name of fairness and fair and balancedtitude here on Crab Diving.
Way to wander aimlessly into some reason.
Instead of spray shitting all over her like we usually do and she deserves, we're going to put out there that we actually agree with something this asshole said for once.
Speaking of spray shitting.
Sure.
Have you ever been at the zoo when a hippopotamus takes a shit?
When they do the propeller shit? It's amazing.
It's the worst thing ever.
It's really cool.
Well, it's not cool. Why would God create an animal like that? And how in the world?
Don't you wish you could do that?
No.
Don't you wish sometime you're at some horrible event?
Yes.
And then you're just like, fuck it. You just drop trowel and just go.
That's my superpower?
Propeller shit all over
That's
the place?
That's my X-Man power?
Well, why not?
Yeah.
I see nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a statement.
I would rather have another superpower, but yeah, I guess if that's the one you get, that's what you get. Right. You use what you have, you know?
Andrea Tantarosanini.
God. Well, yeah, making some sense.
Making a little bit of
Just
sense,
a little
I guess.
Bit. Don't get crazy.
Moms. Million moms.
Yay. Oh, like four moms, but yes.
Right. Four of them with a million or with 250,000 email accounts each.
The millionish mom march.
They have a new target.
Okay.
They put out a million mom alert or something. I don't know what they do.
Wait. What is this organization, Million Moms? Is this against gun control or against guns?
Well, they're Christian.
Oh.
So, no, they're all for guns.
Really? Who's the anti?
Moms against, you're thinking of.
I need to know if I need to mercilessly make fun of these people or not.
Yes, make fun of these people. Okay, 1 million moms definitely make fun of these people.
Who are the moms from Sandy Hook?
You're thinking of
Moms Against Humanity.
The gun moms.
It doesn't matter. I'm fucking to show up.
The ones that are anti-guns.
Just do the story. I should know.
Moms
I don't.
Demand action.
Moms demand action.
It's
kudos.
Not them. We like them.
But these people.
These are 1 million moms
Fuck
that
them.
Are overinflating their numbers by, by 999,000. at least. They have their latest crusade.
Yes.
They put out a alert that says, Kellogg's new Pop-Tart commercial. Kellogg's new Pop-Tart commercial.
Their fingers on the pulse of the entertainment community.
Includes a double entendre
is
inappropriate and unnecessary. Foul language or the implication of it is not needed in this commercial, but that is exactly what Kellogg's intended with their play on words.
Well, geez.
Kellogg's executives apparently don't care about what children hear as long as it puts money in their pockets.
Yeah. They think children are eating these Pop-Tarts?
Everyone knows kids repeat what they hear. This is weak marketing, and Kellogg's should have the corporate responsibility to not use an age-old euphemism that offends families.
What is it?
I have here.
Oh, I cannot wait.
The commercial.
God.
The commercial shows...
This kind of shit happens in Europe all the time, by the way. Nobody gives a crap, right?
It shows a mother Pop-Tart and a father Pop-Tart
looking
at their newborn Pop-Tart baby in the hospital. They note to each other, one has, he's got your peanut butter, he's got your jelly. A nurse walks in. Here, I think you might be able to hear it. Here's the Pop-Tart commercial.
Coochie, coochie, coo. He so has your peanut butter.
Well, he's got your jelly.
Time for a feeding.
Mmm.
Ah, jam it.
Crazy good.
Coochie, coochie, coo. He so has your peanut butter.
Well, he's got your jelly.
Time for a feeding.
Mmm.
Ah, jam it.
What happens is a nurse comes in and looks at the baby Pop-Tart in the bassinet, and she's a human nurse.
Okay.
And she says, time for a feeding, and then she licks her lips like, like she's going to eat the baby.
Right.
And the jar of jelly and the jar of peanut butter saying, no! And then the jar of jelly utters that expletive.
Right.
Oh, jam it.
Jam it.
Instead of
damn it.
Damn it.
Right.
Million moms have put out an alert.
Are they
for this fucking commercial?
Because they say jam it?
Yes, this is what That's these idiots it. Are upset about.
What the fuck? Is it 1951? Jam
1751.
It. They should put out an alert that General Mills or whoever makes Pop-Tarts is trying to kill your kids with diabetes. They shouldn't be fucking pissed off about jam it.
Now, even some of the other Christo Ninny Wads out there
Hello,
are saying,
Christo Ninny Wads.
This might have gone a wee bit too far.
Overreach.
On Christian Today.
Ooh.
Bobby McGuire, a writer, said, with this latest campaign, Kellogg's joins fellow consumer packaged goods corporations Kraft and Nabisco, along with major networks NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, fellow cable networks, Disney Channel, Cartoon Network, Hub Network, as well as Kmart, JCPenney's, Macy's, Kohl's, Toys R Us, Walt Disney World, who all wish that the 1 million moms would shut their jam mouths.
Wow.
That's Christian Today.
Who am I supposed to root for here? It's just a tough one. I don't want to root for the Pop-Tart people. What they do is horrible.
Well,
the
true.
Sugar,
but
killing everyone.
But nonetheless.
Kraft and General Mills.
It ain't up
them.
To the Christian ninnies to decide that you can't say jam it on fucking television.
I agree.
Stick it up your assholes, you twats. How's that for some language you to censor?
We've got some alternate dialogue. We're just going to need you to cut a few of these.
Although I'm sure nothing's been in those twats for decades.
Yes, vacant.
Except a speculum.
Whoa.
So that's what I got there with the conservative Christian moms. The millions of them.
Yeah.
Four
ladies in a basement with a spreadsheet and 55 AOL addresses,
their
right?
The latest fucking outrage is that Pop-Tart says jam it.
How stupid. Must be a slow news day for them.
You know that that legislator in Alabama?
Fuck you.
The lesbian legislator who threatened to...
Oh, yeah.
She was going to out... Any of the Christo fascist ninnywads the Alabama legislature who
yes!
were going to vote down same-sex marriage.
She's outing them for being gay? Is that
No, no, no. For having affairs. She knows some skeletons in some closets.
Oh, shit,
and
man.
She's like, if they're going to go all moral superiority on gay people... She's going to go all moral superiority on them and let the world know about some of their dalliances.
Gosh.
She's getting death threats.
Oh, I bet.
From the right. From the Christians. On the right. And she half did it kiddingly. I mean, she was on... I saw her. She's really funny.
Yeah.
She got that accent. She kind of talks like this. And, you know, she never said she was really going to do it, but she's like, this is what I should do. I'm going to... If you guys... start using this moral superiority thing to justify preventing me from marrying my partner, then I'm just, you know, going to talk about how morally superior you really are when you're fucking your secretary in the back room.
You know, I mean, it would almost seem like that would be relevant. You know?
Right. I don't know if we have time for this guy. We're going to try it. This is...
We have a few minutes left on crab diving. Don't go anywhere.
This is a gun
right
type of person. This is Corey Watkins, who is the head of what may be one of the worst one of these groups, the Open Carry Tarrant County, Texas.
Tarrant. How shitty does that sound?
Tarrant County.
Dang, boy. Open Carry. Oh, I hate that so much.
He... was talking about, well, you know what? We are going to have to save it for tomorrow. because he did a takedown on the video I was going
to
play.
Ah, shit. I can't wait to see it,
so
though.
We'll find somebody else.
Oh, my God.
The internet is a wonderful place.
Of Tarrant County?
Especially the fact that he took it down means that people are breaking their necks now
to get
copy it and share it and put it on their YouTubes.
You will not escape the power of the nerds.
And it'll be back up because these idiots tried to do a takedown on it, but, you know, there's fair use. You can comment on these videos. You can reply and comment on the videos.
If you want to find out what's on this video, tune in to Crab Diving Tomorrow.
Crab Diving Tomorrow. In fact, we are here every weekday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. We rerun at 5 p.m. Pacific of the same show, and then a little bit later in the evening in between some of the other programs, et cetera, et cetera. Or you can go to crabdiving.com. You can go to
Stitcher. You can go to Tumblr. And by the way, if you're working the graveyard shift at 7-Eleven, we're on all fucking night, right? You can have a crab diving, what would you call it?
Crabathon.
Crabathon.
We play back-to-back episodes.
Right, while you're making Slurpees and handing out shitty, fetid hot dogs.
24/7 entertainment here on Crab Diving Network. More coming soon.
Oh, my gosh.
More stuff coming soon. So don't forget to keep your ear holes pressed to us. Follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. Follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Pinterest, on
we're everywhere,
sex.com.
Follow us on
Tinder,
on Grindr,
Scruff, Asian Nurses,
yes,
etc. We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to follow Very Funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
And all your crabby needs, go to crabdiving.com. If you got to buy shit on Amazon, buy it through our portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon, or click on the banner over there on the left on the website.
Do so.
Thanks, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, and save up your money for that trip
to
the Creation Museum.
Oh, my
it's
God.
Only $30.
And the petting zoo.
The petting zoo. You could pet a poor, pathetic goat.
I know.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.